In Parshas Vayigash, in Perek Mem Vav, V'yes Yehuda shalach lefanov el Yosef, lahoros lefanov goshna, vayavo arza goshen. And the Balei HaRemez Vasod, they see something really meaningful here in the word goshna. If you take a look in the Bnei Yisoschar, for example, he speaks about Lama Shamach Lefanov, why was Yehuda sent before the rest of the brothers, the rest of the Shvatim? And we know the Drash is Chazal to set up a base Ulpana, a base Medrash. And the emphasis here on Goshna, well, it could be that according to the laws of Digduk, it should have said Lig Goshen, but instead it says Goshna. Is there perhaps some reason why the Torah uses the word Goshna? Now, in Parshas Miketz, we have a pasuk back in Perek Mem Gimel that says Vayisa Masos Me'es Panov Alehem Vaterev Masas Binyamin Mimasos Kulam Chamesh Yados Vayishtu Vayishkiru Imo. And the Sfasemis is famous for saying that this Vayishkiru Imo is a remez for Purim, because the Sfasemis says that Yosef has a special relationship to both Chanukah and Purim. And this was the Torah Shebaal Peh that he knew about, and he received it from his father Yaakov, who transmitted it to him. Then, if you take a look in Perek Mem Hei, in this case, Parshas Vayigash, Lechulam Nasan Leish Chalifos Smolos, Ula Vinyamina Nasan Shlosh Meos Kesev Chamesh Chalifos Smolos, Yosef gives a gift of 5 Chalifos to Yosef, and the Gemara Megillah derives from this that this was a remez, this was some sort of a code word that Asid ben Lotzeis Mimenu, that a son would be one of the descendants of Binyamin. Sheyetze lifnei Hamelech b'chamisha levushei Malchus, and he would be awarded by the king, in this case Ahasuerus, 5 kingly garments. Shenemar Mordechai yotze b'levush malchus tcheles v'argamon v'tola ashoni, etc. So that Mordechai receives 5 levushim from the malchus, and that is a descendant. Mordechai coming from Shevet Binyamin is a descendant of Binyamin, and Yosef wants to convey this message to Binyamin. Now, later on in Parshas Vayigash, the Torah records in Perek Mem Vav, Kol ha-nefesh ha-ba'ah li-Yakov Mitzrayimu yotzei yirecho milvad nishay b'nei Yaakov kol nefesh shishim v'sheish. So the Torah counts 66 members of the household of Yaakov that come down to Mitzrayim. And if you add the nishay Yaakov, you get 70. This is a pasuk that, by the way, repeats itself at the beginning of Sefer Shmos. And the question is there a special significance to this pasuk? So we have a few questions so far. Let's just review them. First of all, what's the remez here of Goshna, when Yehuda sent Goshna? We have also the connection between Parshas Vayigash and Chanukah and Purim, specifically in the case of Purim Vayishkiru Imo, according to Sfasemes. We have the Gemara in Megillah, the 5 Levushim that Yosef gives to Binyamin as a symbol, as a message, to foretell the 5 Levushim Malchus that would be bestowed by Achashverosh on Mordechai. We have the number of the Nefashos Haba'a Mitzrayimah. And one last question that we want to add in the most tzur, which we sing on Hanukkah, it's very interesting that the Python discusses a number of different Golios. He's not talking only exclusively about Golos Yavan. For example, he mentions Golos Mitzrayim, right? Chaye Meru Bekoshi Beshibud, etc. He mentions the period of Purim here, Agogi Ben Amdasa. Then he goes on to talk about the Yevanim, and basically he summarizes it by mentioning that we have drunk of the yain, of the yain of in Ra'al Masachti, Kimat Shavarti, Kates Bavel, Zru Bavel, Kates Shavim Noshati. In the last paragraph, Chasok Zroa Kodshecha, we talk about Archalonu Hashah. There's a reference here to Golus Edom, Nikom Nikmas Dama Vadecha. We're talking about Golus in general, not just the Golus of Yavan. Now there's a very important medrash on a pasuk in Tilim. This is in the sixth parak, the sixth capital in Tilim, Lamnatseach, Bin Ginos, Al Ashminis, Mizmar LeDavid. And the Medrash connects this pasuk of Shminis in Tehillim with the 8 days of Chanukah. I'm going to read to you from a paragraph here of the Medrash. It says, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kavalem Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Shelo Hayim Moed Ad Achshav. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Atocha Shavto Lakar Shiva Saneris Ushmonas Yimei Achag. In other words, the enemies, in this case the Greeks, wanted to destroy the menorah. They wanted to get rid of the 8 days of Sukkot, meaning 7 plus 1. Hinimi via Lechem Shmones Yomim Vishiva Bnei Chashmonoi. I am going to replace your evil intention with the 8 days of the menorah and with the 7 sons of the Chashmonoim, connected the 7 candles in the menorah in Migdash, Shema Abdim Eschem and Olam, that are going to defeat you. Ata Amarta Shekol Mishi Yazkir Shmi. Hashem declares, you say that anyone who mentions my name, Yidoker Becherev, will be slaughtered. Ani Koveya Halel Lishmi Shmoni Yomim. I will in turn make these 8 days into 8 days of Halel. These are the 8 days of Chanukah. Va'aleim Amar David Lamnetzech Al Hashminis. We want to take a look at the same Medrash as it appears in Rabbi Nachum Kasher's Torah Shlema. He says, Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu V'kovalem Shmonis Yimei Chanukah Shelo Yomoed Ad Achshav Chashavta Lakar Shivas HaNeris Shmonis Yimei Chani Mevi Aleichem Shmonis Yomim Shivas Yimei Chashmonoi Shiva Bnei Chashmonoi Shema Abdim Eskim Olam Ato Amarta Shekol Mi Shiyazkir Shmi Doker Becherev Ani Koveya Halel Shmi Shmoni Yomei Chanukah V'aleim Omer Dovil Amnetzech Al Shminis. And now we have an addition, a comment that's attributed to the Megal HaMuchos. Rav Shimshon Shapiro lived about 5 centuries ago, and he says that Ramaz Shom Kosuv Zel Shor Nasa Nes Shmoni Yomim Besod Lamnatzeh Al Shminis. You know, you get the impression that the Megal HaMuchos was not necessarily aware of this medrash, which is explicit, and he on his own came up with this idea that there's a connection between the Shmonas Yimei HaChag of Chanukah and Lamnatzeach Al HaShminis. There's a Medrash Shochar Tov on Tehillim, and he also is very interested in Al-Hashminis, but he says that the Shminis here is a reference, an allusion to the Arba Golios and the Shmona Malchios. Now, in the list of the Shmona Malchios, the last on the list is Edom. And he quotes a pasuk in Daniel to establish this. So we have these four Golios, and we have the eight Malchios, and the 8 days of Hanukkah, and the Lamanetzech HaShminis correspond to those eight Malchios. He goes through a list: Bavel, Kazdim, Modai, Paras, Yavon, Makdon, Yishmael, Edom. These are all the eight kings that would subjugate the Jewish people over Jewish history. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Knesset Shofnei HaKadosh Baruch Ribono Shel Olam, Ono Mekalsin Lefanecha B'Shoshat HaMekabetz Osam Osanu B'Shmona Golios. We are praising you, singing your praises, O Lord, because you are gathering together the exiles from the Shmona Golios. Shenemar v'hoyo b'yom ahu Yosef Hashem Shenis Yodo. And he quotes the pasuk Yeshaya Novi. And who's left after Mitzrayim are these eight Golios? And we praise Hashem Al Hashminis Lamnetzech Al Hashminis, which is on the redemption from these eight Malchios, culminating with Edom, which is the last part of the most surah that we saw. And about Golus Yavon, the Medrash puts Golus Yavon together with all the other Golios at the very beginning of the Torah on the Pasuk of Ha'aretz, I say Tov Vavov V'choshek Al Pnei Atom, that Aretz I say Tov is Golus Bavel. And then Tovavohu, Tohu is Golus Bavel, but Bohu is Golus Modai. Choshech is Golus Yavon, Shechshichei Neem, Shal Yisrael. So it's Ve'aretz Aysa Tovavohu V'choshech Al Pnei HaTohom. And Tohom is a reference to Esav, to Edom. And the Medrash points out here that Yavon Hichshicha Einem Shal Yisrael B'Gzeiro Seyen Hoyso Merslem Kisva Al Keren Ashor She'en Lechem Chelek V'Elokai Yisrael. Now the later writings of the Bali Kabbalah, the Bali Sod, they always refer to a particular Chiddush of the Likutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe, in Parshas Ki Teitze. He writes, Kishehizkir Agolius Lomos Lohizkir Rak Dalid. We have Bavel in this Medrash, we have Modai, we have Yavon, we have Edom, but we're missing Mitzrayim. And in fact, back in the Brisbane of Besorim, Avraham Avinu is notified about the Golus Mitzrayim, Vehine Ema Chashecha Vechuli Golus Mitzrayim Igdola Mikulam. Follow his Gershom. Why doesn't the Medrash find some sort of a remez? Why doesn't the Torah indicate some sort of a remez for Golus Mitzrayim, the first of the Golias, the most difficult of all the Golias, the longest of all the Golias, perhaps? The Ode, Lama Huzkar, Batorah, Kamapam, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Ella. So he says the following, that many times the Torah isolates and focuses exclusively on Yetzias Mitzrayim as an entity unto itself. So we have the Dalit Golios, so then we have Yetzias, and then we have Golos Mitzrayim. We have Yetzias Mitzrayim as a separate entity. Eli says, "Hadalit Golios heim keneged Dali Osios Yud Ke Vav Ke." In other words, the various Golios, each one respectively tried to undermine one of the osios of Shem Avaya. But Golus Mitzrayim, Keneged Kotzo Shel Yud, Shehu Shakol Kikulam, The Kotzo Shel Yud is the beginning of everything. And it's the most important. It's Shakol Kekulam. And V'yosef Mihem, it's worth, he says, even more than the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Lachain Huzkar Kama Pa'amim, that's why Mitzrayim is mentioned as a separate category many times, because of the severity and the fundamental nature of the golus of Mitzrayim as being antithetical to the Kotzo Shel Yud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Lachain Lo Huzkar B'Cholam, therefore the golus of Mitzrayim was never integrated into the rest of the golios. Ki hi, this golus of Mitzrayim is B'Bchinas Gidola Mikulam. It's the most severe and the most profound exile that we'll experience. And it's a separate category. As if to say the difference between Golus Mitzrayim and the other four Golios is not quantitative, it's qualitative, it's fundamental. Now let's take a look at the Simchas HaRegel on the Pasuk V'Elish Shmos B'nei Yisrael Aboim Mitzrayim. This is at the beginning of Sefer Shmos, the first Pasuk. Eis Yaakov Ishu Beso Bo. Leka midi de lo remizi b'oraisa. Everything has a remez in the Torah. V'zer remez v'omro v'eile shmos b'nei Yisrael aboy Mitzrayim. What is the remez in this pasuk at the beginning of Shmos, which introduces the counting of the b'nei of Yaakov Ishu Beso? Ki b'boam Mitzrayim. Again, when it says Eilish Mos Bnei Yisrael Aboy Mitzrayim Ki Beboa Mitzrayim Im Zachusham Hayu Hey Golios Vizel Remez Haboim Mitzrayim Hey Bavel Edom Yavon Modai Rashi Tevas Baim. If you take the four letters of the word Baim and notrikun, each letter is the beginning of a word, then Beis is Bavel, Aleph is Edom, Yud is Yavon, and Mem is Madai. So they're all coming Mitzrayma, Heim Chamisha. Vihi os hei detevas haboyim. So the word Ba'im refers to the Dalit Malchus, but the Ha'ba'im, the Hey, indicates a fifth Golus, and that's the Golus of Mitzrayim, which we saw earlier as Keneged Kotzo Shel Yud, and Yud Kei Vav Kei. Ki Akol Hayu B'Mitzrayim. Everything was in Mitzrayim, meaning that Mitzrayim somehow combined all the elements of the four Golios. That's why it was so qualitatively different and severe. And then he writes, Shamati ki betevas Mitzrayim. In the word Mitzrayim itself, Ramzu lehei Golios is a remez for the five Golios. Why is that? The Rashi Tevas Mitzrayim hu Mitzarim Sola. Okay, Tzula, that's Bavel. Romi. So the Reish of Mitzrayim is Romi, and then Yud is Yavon, and Madai is the Mem. She'ilu lo nasu ha'egel shibud Mitzrayim alu lanu bimkom kol ha'golius. Why did Hashem have to put Klal Yisrael into Golus for such a long period of time? The answer is because of the Egel. Had they not done the Egel, then the Shibud Mitzrayim itself, because it encompasses all the elements of all the Golis, would have been sufficient, and that would have been the end of Golis. There wouldn't have been a need for all the other four Golios that spot the entire or cover the entire gamut of Jewish history. So it's the tragedy of the Chet HaEgel that derailed the possibility of Mitzrayim. Because again, Mitzrayim is a word that connects and combines Benutrikin, all of the Golias, beginning with the Beis of beginning with the Mem of Mitzrayim, which is a reference to Mitzrayim, that Tzadi is it replaces the Beis of Bavel, because that's Tzula, and the Reish, as we said earlier, is Romi, the Yud is Yavan. And now we have this process by which, although Golus Mitzrayim would have and should have been sufficient, because insofar as it integrates all the elements of all the other Golias, instead we have the Chet HaEgel that derails us, and therefore we need all the Golios. Now there's another pasuk that seems to indicate these Golios. It says Vayogar Avram in Parashas Vayera Yomim Rabim, and the Igra de Kal is famous for saying that the word Rabim is a reference and allusion to the four Golios, which are always called Rabim, because if you take the Reish, you have Romi, and then you take the Beis and you have Bavel, you have the Yud which is Yavan, and the Mem which is Madai. So Avram Avinu Kibel Gerus B'Plishtim, while he was with the Plishtim, he was in a state of Gerus, B'ad Hayomim Rabim. Da'ainu L'Hakel Ol Hadal Golios Mibonov L'Bal Yuchlu Lahem V'Hashem Yisbarach Yibba'ozvim. So they, although as a result, as we saw of the Chet HaEgel, the four Golios had to happen, but God lessened the severity and the suffering of the four Golios because of Avram Avinu. Because Avram Avinu already experienced Gerus and Plishtim for Yomim Rabim, and the Rabim represent Romi, Bavel, Yovan, and Mada. And getting back to the Bnei Yisaskar, which we started with, he says, Yadua Mashikosma Mkubolim, Tehine Golos Mitzrayim Lo Nechsha Bechlala Golios. Tainu Dalet Malchus. The reason why Golos Mitzrayim is not included in the four Malchus, because it's the Golos Shrashi, it's the really the roots of Golos, as we saw already in the Likutei Torah, the Alter Rebbe, Shiu Yisrael Ru'uyim Lahasig Dveikus. The purpose of Golos is that Klal Yisrael should be trained, educated, almost programmed towards Dveikus and Hashem. And that process was uniquely related to Mitzrayim. And again, he reiterates what we've seen in the past, that Mitzrayim, in the attack against Yudkei Vavkei, they were attacking the Kotzo Shel Yud. As the Pasuk says, Ve'akutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. And that Shoresh is that Yud is the Shoresh of all the Dalet Elsios, of all the Yudkei Vavkei. And Kain Hoya Golos Hazeh Kol Min Kol Dalet Malchus. This Golos of Mitzrayim encompassed all of the four Malchus. As the Arizal says, and the Emek Megal Amuko says, Mashaoma Paro. Now we have another Rabin. We've been discussing Rabin. We had Vayogar Avram Yomim Rabin. And we had Shmos Bnei Yisrael Haboyim Mitzrayim with the word Boyim. And now we have another Rabim. The Pasuk says, Hein Rabim Ata Am Ha'aretz. And Rabim is Rashi Tevis, Romi, Bavel, Yovan, Umadai. Akein, Hoyabo Dalet, Inyoni, Gzeros, Keneged Dalet, Malchus. There were four types of Gzeros against the Jewish nation, and each one corresponds to another of the four Malchus. So we have a special, unique status of Mitzrayim here. Mitzrayim is not even incorporated into the Golios because it stands on its own. And that is the most harsh of all the Golios, and it's the Shoresh of all Golios, and it's Kenegad Kuto Shel Yud of Hashem's name, Vayakutsu Mipnei Bnei Yisrael. The Pasuk at the beginning of Shmos says, Vayhi Vayomim HaRabim. Again, we're getting back to the word Rabim. As we saw earlier, that the word Rabim is symbolic of the four Golios. And it's the Pasuk says, Hein Rabim Ato Ama Oretz. And the Pasuk by Avram Avinu of Vayogar Avram Yomim Rabim. Rabim is Rashi Tevis, Romi, Bavel, Yovan, and Modai. And now we see in the Megala Mukos he says that Mahi Avelus Yomim Rabim Shehem Shel. The next word is a little bit erased. I'm not sure if it's Esav. In any event, he says Dalit Golius Nirmozim Betevas Rabim. Here at the beginning of Shmos Vayhi Vayamim Rabim Kishibude. Again, the word is erased here, but Rabim, a pasuk in Tehillim, Meodi, a bar Rabim. Very difficult to make this out, but basically what we're saying is that Dafka, when we talk about the Golos of Mitzrayim, we're talking about something that really incorporates within it all the other four Golios. So Golos Mitzrayim, Kola Kola Golios, so Golos Mitzrayim, Balayla is Kolel Kolala Kola Geulos. So we have the Golos and the Geula, the four on both sides, Golos and Geula, are included in Mitzrayim. Yitzias Mitzrayim Haisa Dalit Pa'amim. There's the four occasions where they went into Mitzrayim, four occasions when they got out of Mitzrayim. What are these four Yitzios in Mitzrayim? First of all, there was one Yitzia to bring Binyamin. There was a second Yitzia to bring Yaakov down to Mitzrayim. There was another Yitzia when they went out to bring Yaakov's coffin for burial. And finally, there's the Yitzias Mitzrayim Mamish. So they're Dalet Yitzios. And those are remes to the four Golios. And it's not coincidental that this remes is in the parasha of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because, as we said before, Yitzias Mitzrayim is kolel all the different Golios. And if you take a look in the pasuk that we read last week, it says, Vayar Yaakov ki yeshever b'mitzrayim vayomer Yaakov l'bonav lomet tisro. And we have here, Vayomer hine shamati ki yeshever b'mitzrayim redu shamo shivru lanu misham v'nichya v'inomamus. Is Vayetsu misham Yotzu misham kidei lahavi imayem es binyamin. So they went there to bring Binyamin. And again, this is the second time they went down to Mitzrayim with Binyamin. And after Yosef reveals himself, they go down, they go back to Canaan to bring, back up to Canaan to bring Yaakov. And then the third round is they go down to Mitzrayim with Yaakov and Shivim Nafesh. And then they go out of Mitzrayim to bury Yaakov b'Mor Samach Pelah, and then finally go down to Mitzrayim to complete the Shibut. When they leave Mitzrayim, the Osos Amosim, it's Dal Yeridos, Dal Yitzios, Maisov Asim Lebonim. This is Mitzrayim as the Hachana for all the Golias, the four Golias, and it could be that we have another insight over here. And that is that Yosef HaTzadik might have had a certain purpose over here when he demanded incessantly, without flexibility, to bring Binyamin down. And they would have to go back to Canaan in order to bring Binyamin. And when you think about it, this is the second Yerida, which parallels the Golus Shnia, the second Golus, which is Keneged Yavan. And if that be the case, then this is going to be a Yitzia that corresponds to Hatzol of Golos at the time of Haman, when Mordechai, who comes from Binyamin, is going to rise to Gedula, to Malchus, and be the Moshiach and Shel Yisrael at that time. So this explains why Yosef gave to Binyamin on the second Yerida to Mitzrayim, Yosef gave Binyamin Chamesh Chalifos Smolos, which is a remez, according to Chazal, to the Ben, that son that's going to be born in the descendants of of Binyamin, namely Mordechai, who's going to go out to Levush Chamesh, Levush Malchus, because this is the way that Yosef makes a preparation for the Ness of Purim by preparing for Mordechai, sort of. So this is Yosef's Kumvase, because we said before in the Sfas Emes that Chanukah and Purim are both hinted at in the Parsha of Vayigash, because Yosef's power to defeat the enemies, both in the case of Purim and in the case of Chanukah. And the Bnei Yisoschar, again quoting the Pasuk Vayehi Bayomim Harabim, and making reference to the Megal Amukos, that Rabim is Rashi Tevis Romi, Bovel Yovan, and Modai, and the Shoresh, the root of all exiles, of all Golios, is Golos Mitzrayim. And that's Keneged the Bechina El Yona, the highest level of Kotso Shel Yud, which is the Shoresh of all the Dalet Osios, of the Shema Avaya of Yud Kei Vav Kei. And we talk about the human being, we talk about two kochos, the physical koach, the koach gufni, the koach nafshi, the spiritual koach, which includes also the seichel. There's something called a koach elyon, which is the highest part of the human being. And we speak about koach gufni, which is the nefesh hadomemes sheba adam. It's kind of like a material, physical element. And then we can speak about the more sichlius, nefesh ruchnis, and that's the koach of the nefesh hamedaberes. These are all concepts that came under fire and attack by our adversaries, like Malchus Bovel. Malchus Bovel was against the koach nafshi, and then there was a koach against the Avodas Beis HaMikdash, the Karbonos. There was the ultimate Churban of the Beis HaMikdash. Karbonos is the Tikkun HaNefesh, Nefesh Ki Sikrav, in the Parsha of Karbonos. And all this was taken and attacked by our enemies. In the case of Purim, we're talking about the Nefesh, the koach Gufni, the Laharog Lahashmid, the Abed of Haman. Yavan is Keneged the Koach Sichli, that logical intellect, the intellect of Torah, as opposed to the Chochmah of Yavan. And what Yavan wanted to do with their external Chochmah Chitzonis was to be Mevatel, to undermine the Chochmah Satorah. And finally, the fourth of the four Golias was the most difficult of all, and that's the misnagi to the nefesh hakoleles halyonos, that elyon part of man, which really integrates and combines all the different kochos of man. And with regard to that, malchus revius, which is both guf, nefesh, and seichel, this is going to be the most difficult challenge. Heralonu mikol malchus, this is going to be the most evil of all the malchios of destruction against us. Fortunately, we don't have time to connect this all to the mizmar of the Shminis, which we said is Keneged Chanukah. That's the Kapitel Vav of Tehillim. And if we had more time, we would really try to get into this whole Lamanatzeach bin Gedolos al Shminis Mizmor L'Soda L'David. So I'll wish everyone a good Shabbos, and maybe we'll get a chance to complete this shiur after Shabbos. Yirtzeh Hashem, Kol Tuv, Shabbat Shalom.